you get a chance, look at this text when you're home sometime. It's in Judges 6. The angel of the Lord came, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And he said, "My Lord, Adonai," that's suitable, you know, that doesn't have to be the Lord. "Why has all of this happened to us? For the Lord has abandoned us." Then it says, the Lord turned to him. I thought it was the angel of the Lord. Now it says, the Lord turned to him. Go with the strength, and so forth. This is a strange change of subject, is what I'm trying to point out. You see? And then the angel of God said to him, it's just, we don't have time to try to investigate the whole thing, but in other words, if an angel talks to you, you can presume that it's God really talking to you. You know, if that ever happens, then you'll be ready. The problem with riches, worry about them all the time. You know, I might lose him, I might lose him, I might lose him. Somebody without any doesn't have that concern, you know. Doesn't have a lot of the comfort of the rich man, but he doesn't have a lot of the worries either. And so our Lord is saying, you see, it is easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. Now there's been enough books to fill this chapel written on, well, there was a gate there in getting into through the wall of Jerusalem. And it was sometimes called the Isle of a Needle. But I think our Lord means exactly this total exaggeration here. I don't think we're going to get out of it that way. Now, when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished. Well, why? Well, I mean, look at all that Abraham had. Look at all that Jacob had. And then in the story of Job, he got back twice as much. And now the Lord's a whole new standard. See? Who can be saved? And Jesus says, for men this is impossible. But for God, all things are possible. Now Peter, who's always the spokesman, speaks up. Well, what about us? We've given up everything and followed you. What will they be for us? Still a very Jewish man. See, very, what's in this for us? And you who have followed me, our Lord promises, and they put, you know, in the New Age, before we had a New Age movement, you see. It means when I restore all reality to be totally conformed to the will of my Father. When the stars shine more brightly, when on earth there's peace, and all those who are with my Father, you see, their bodies will be radiant. It's the whole human being my Father is saving through me, not just your soul. And so, and you who have followed me, now does he mean just the 12? You see, you'll sit on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel because you've replaced now. You are the 12 patriarchs now. A whole new people of God. Founded on what the revelation for 1,000 years through the given to the Jews, founded even on the very structure of the Jews, but it's totally new. And suffused with divine life. And then he says, and I think I mentioned this, anybody who's given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more already and then inherit eternal life. I think I've said this before. Yeah, I used to travel a lot. I travel a little bit now, but I never went to an airport and had to take a taxi someplace. There was always somebody there to meet me. Now, not enormously surprising. I was probably going to give a talk or something, but nevertheless. And I always think That's part of those 100 brothers and sisters. And it's true. It's true. Now, if we love each other, we can make that true right here. You see? The bond of covenant is stronger than the bond of flesh. And it's longer lasting. But it all depends on Jesus, our Lord, and whether we give our whole lives to Him. And so, Peter was concerned. How about us? Jesus says, don't worry, Peter. I have a plan for you. And that's what He says to each one of us. I have a plan for you to bring you through this life and to be with Me for eternity, body and soul.